Let's give all a hand that assure victory. Let me say thank you, Jesus. Wherever I am, I'm going to praise Him. Love surrounds me like a sea. Amen. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him.
Sound good tonight. We need hopes tonight, amen. Everybody, on to Him now. Glory and praise unto that name tonight. Hallelujah. For there's power in that name. There's victory in that name. There's healing in that name. That's the name that saved us. Oh, the sweetest name on earth. Sweetest name in heaven. Father, we thank you tonight to have that name, to bear that name, Lord. Hallelujah. To have the life behind that name. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
These that are sick in their bodies and is needy tonight, requiring a touch from God, let us remember them. Prayer requested for Brother Ganga, general weakness in his body, or Sister Sandra requests prayer for one Miss Roberts who is ailing with a back injury due to her fall. Also, she has lost her appetite. And what a simple thing for God to do tonight. Amen. Something like that is so simple for God to do. May His compassion go out to the sick tonight. Bible says, He looked upon them and He had compassion and He healed them, every one of them. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, You who give life, that we can have a time of dedication like we had not just now, bringing life into this earth. Also, You are a healer, as we have been taught and as we have seen and experienced by Your power to heal the sick, Father. And Lord, I pray tonight that these that are needy, requiring, Lord, You would touch them and heal them. God, as it was in the time when You were here upon the face of the earth, in the corporate body. And it's recorded of you that you would look upon the sick and have compassion upon them, and you heal every one of them. You are the same yesterday and today and forever. And divine healing, Lord, was in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. When you gave Abraham that covenant there, with the tree of heaven and the tree of the ram, and those two turtle doves, it was not to be separated, those doves, Father, for it represented divine healing, both in the Old and the New Testament. And Lord, I pray that you who have shown in your word, you who have confirmed, you have given experiences, and we stand here fully persuaded that you are still the same. May you reach out, Father, tonight and touch these and heal them in their bodies. And them that might be standing here with desire a touch of you also. Touch them, Father, and heal them tonight. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear God, as we gather here tonight for service, to come to sit at your feet to hear your word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall we preach except we be sent? It's your word, Father. Speak to our hearts tonight. The things that are so needy of us that we should know and understand. That we might be prepared and made ready. That we might stand, Lord, as the church is predestined to stand this hour to finish up this great divine commission that have been committed unto her. Bless the strangers amongst us. We thank you for your presence that was with us a little while ago in the room there when you come down and bless our brother and his wife. So may the Holy Spirit bless each and every one tonight. And give us your richest blessing in the divine revealing of your word and the quickening by the Holy Spirit. It can become spirit and life in us. That we might go forth to be overcomers in this age. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ for your honor and for your glory. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles. I'd like to read the book of Revelation. Revelation 13, Revelation 17, Revelation 20. Revelation 13:8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him that is the beast, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Let me read that again. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 17, verse 8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth, he's speaking of people that are dwelling on the earth, notice that, as pertains to this book here, shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. A beast that was and is not and yet is. Amen. Revelation 20. Verse 11. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, And there we found no place for them, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and hell gave delivered up the dead that were in them, that they would judge every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. The first death and the second death is the first resurrection and second resurrection also. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Heavenly Father, as we approach these sacred things, these divinely revealed mystery truths, the prophet, Lord, spoke to us many times. That is one of the hardest parts of the Word of God to have a true understanding of. Because of lack of understanding, so many are confused, so many are led astray. So many fail to grasp the reality of what is happening, especially now upon the face of this earth, this great secret that is taking place among the elect of God, in the divine economy of God, where our people, Lord, be prepared to leave this earth. So Lord, we endeavor you would speak to our hearts tonight. And Lord, you'd make these things so simple. And Lord, make it so clear that we would sit and hear, it would bring faith in our hearts. And Lord, it would give us such a deep insight that Lord would be able to relate and follow and understand and become rooted and grounded and established and settled and anchored in the Word. And in these times, we could sail through these treacherous waters unhindered, not confused, but Lord, having a clear and true revelation of the Word of God that have been given unto us this hour. Grant it, Father. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, for your honor and for your glory and for the assistance of thy people tonight. Amen. May I have a seat? I want to welcome everyone in the house of God. We have a few notes of praise here. But I have a kid like to thank the Lord for his house, his love rather, and grace towards him. He said, after many years of hearing the word, the Lord has now started to unfold the word to him and make it plain in his heart. Praise God. Amen. That's what we are praying for tonight, to see in every believer a true revelation of the word. Sister Shoma Bishop would like to thank the Lord for healing up wheezing and cold after prayer was offered on Monday in the sisters' meeting. Amen. We're glad to see that a testimony is coming out of the sisters' meeting. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Not a testimony, don't come out, but you know that, you know, right there they could get together and pray and apply the token, and God would hear an answer. Amen. Bring deliverance. Sister Wilma would like to give thanks unto the Lord for healing up a broken tooth after one of the deacons prayed for her about 1 week ago. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to go right into the Word of God tonight. You know, we believe in from this week coming up here, some of us going up to United States and Canada, and we're going forth in this a meeting there in Vancouver, where Brother Biscoe and the saints there in Cloverdale, British Columbia, is hosting the meeting. It's an international meeting from saints of like precious faith all over the world. We're going to give a fellowship at the time of vacation for many of the believers here, and for many others, because there's normally a time when school closes and when people are planning the vacations for the children and all kind of different things. And it's summertime, and we're going to be there to participate in the meeting beginning on the 14th, or really 15th officially, but the 14th, they'll be having a fellowship night from with all the saints from different parts of the world that have been gathered in. And then I would be leaving the meeting from there and going over into Tucson, Arizona, to have a few services there also, and then to come back here, some of the other believers going through different parts of the United States, and then making their way back home. So the first set of us will be leaving out on a Thursday afternoon, and knowing that after tonight, the next last service would be on Sunday morning, and that'll be the last time we'll be gathered together here in the flesh like this with you. And we just want to try to establish some things in the Word of God and post the church and have everything running, you know, in the divine order that we believe the Holy Spirit is unfolding to us at this present time. How many been really enjoying the feast in the Word of God these past few meetings? Amen. Praise God. It's just as Brother Bram said, he says, I've been awfully feel, and I come back to have a revival, to really sit along and teach the deep things of God among the people, not so much praying for the sick and these different things, but really in teaching the Word of God, the deep, rich things in the Scriptures, and truly to have been a waving back of many things and a opening up of many things. And it has been a real blessing for us who are students of the Word and love the Word and love to study the Word. We really have been blessed richly, especially me, so many things to come alive to me. And just today I was studying there again, the last few days I've just been studying back and forth day and night, and it just seems so like a whole revival in my heart, and my days are now coming in message. So then reading 3-4 books in one day, you just kind of get so absorbed into it, and it just been day and night just in the office, and come back out and eat and bathe and go back in the office, and it's like that, and it been so rich to me. And I've been studying Daniel and Revelation, and I tell you that Daniel is such a gold mine. Amen. And it's such rich, deep things in Daniel. And you know, my joy is especially when the Word opens to you and you read the message afterwards, and then you see what the prophet was seeing to say what he said. You know, we believe it because the vindicated prophet spoke. And when he spoke these things, because we know the Holy Spirit, the divine vindication, we believe it right away, unreservedly. We just bind ourselves to it. You know, whether we understand or we don't understand it. And we believe and we give our lives for it. But then, you know, I always say, then somebody comes along with a different kind of version. And so much things could sound so good. But then when you know what he saw and what he said, then when the different versions come, then you could divide the difference. And that have been one of the great things to me, to really see many things, especially in Daniel and Revelation. And it's a book that when you think that the message of the seven seals was to reveal the book of Revelation, and when the book of Revelation should be the common thing upon among the believers in this message, you find few believers in this message would really make it a study and go into it. And you find that this was the age and this was the people to whom it is really written for. Yes. They're the only one who could receive the true and correct understanding. And I just come to love those things and how we want to stay under the prophetic utterance of the Bible in this hour. Because this is the hour when it was like in the time of Jesus, and they were down on the cross, and so much prophecy was being fulfilled right there at that very moment. In such rapidity, almost everything was being said, everything was being done, every action of the disciples of Jesus, the scribes and the Pharisees, the Roman people, everything was the scripture being fulfilled. And hundreds of scriptures was fulfilled within the last 7 hours. And to see that here we come to a time when so much is being fulfilled with such rapidity, that if the believer, you know, is a not been anointed with a divine revelation, they could just be walking along, you know, in a kind of dull Christian life, and maybe more looking for some outward sensation, to kind of feel close to God or something, but really to have the assurance of the Holy Spirit, amen, break into the supernatural realm to see the things that is happening. Amen. To get the real, rich, and deep experiences of the Holy Spirit, where you can see the great wisdom of God being unfolding, and how the church is being placed positionally and being made ready, and the lamps being trimmed and filled with oil and going out to meet the bridegroom. Amen. Then it's such a great thing at this time to really see these things break forth upon us. And that has been so good to me, dear Daniel and Revelation especially, and see how it just harmonized into one, and to see that Daniel saw the same things that John saw. Amen. Amen. Daniel saw the beast, and you know, now I begin to study Daniel a little bit, then I many things in the New Testament, I realized that Paul was a great student of the book of Daniel. Imagine that Paul wrote about the man of sin, and when he will come and the mission of iniquity, Paul was preaching that from Daniel. And when he said, when I was yet with you, remember when I spoke these things while I was yet with you, it's really Daniel you were speaking to them about. Because see, Daniel was that 70 weeks of prophecy that is one of the most important thing in the whole Bible. Amen. Because that divides the scripture, because Amen. The Jew, God showed by that prophecy that you want to know what time it is, watch Israel. That's the timepiece right there. Amen. And God showed right there that the Jews is going to be the timepiece where prophecy is concerned.
Amen.
Amen. And right there, you know, Paul and they have not understand. That's why they could even preach about the regarding the Jews and the rebuilding of the sanctuary and all these things in the last days. And when that man of sin is going to come in the covenant with the Jews, all coming to the kingdom by flat reason, the money proposition, all these things is out of the book of Daniel.
Yeah.
Amen. And then they watch those things there, and you know, then John coming over in Revelation and bringing further detail. You see, because Daniel wasn't being given much revelation about the bride. Daniel was being given revelation about the Jews and the times of the Gentiles. You see, but the revelation of the bride, it was coming to Paul and them in the New Testament, was a mystery that the angels, which is the prophets and those wise men, search and desire to know about and look into, but it wasn't given their time. But then Paul, being a prophet to the Gentiles, was making known the great mystery that the Jews didn't know nothing about. Because the Jewish prophets didn't know nothing about it. So they couldn't teach it to the Jews. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the Jews were looking for nothing but no church. Their whole revelation of Messiah, the kingdom being set up, and the kingdom being restored to Israel, they have nothing but no church including it at all. No Gentile bride. Because that wasn't being given to them as revelation. Though they saw those, like Daniel. Daniel saw the church, but didn't know that was the bride. He didn't know what the church is. He didn't know these things. He saw a thousand times thousand ministered unto him.
Amen.
While they were judging them out of the books of the second resurrection. But Daniel didn't know that was going to be the bride here.
Amen.
And when Daniel looked and Daniel saw in the vision that he had, you know, and as I began to study, I began to find out that from the image that Nebuchadnezzar dream that he interpreted down to the vision of the four beasts come out of the earth about 60 something years. You know, you read it right there in Daniel, and that's why I was telling the other night when he was preaching there, that you watch the times, and Daniel said, I received this vision in the reign of Darius, and I received this vision in the third year of Belshazzar, and I received this vision in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, then you begin to follow it, then you can find what time, how long Nebuchadnezzar reigned, and then how long did Belshazzar come afterwards, and then how long did Darius come afterwards. And then you'll find the time the vision was coming. So when Daniel saw the first Nebuchadnezzar image and saw the Gentile kingdoms, he didn't see no Jewish kingdom until way down in the end time. And here he was in captivity, looking for a restoration to Israel. But even though there's going to be a restoration, there was not going to come back to be a world power. And Daniel knew that Israel, when they were taking the captivity in that time, was the leading nation in the world.
Amen.
And then they were prophesied to go into Babylon for 70 years. And that is when the time of the Gentiles stopped, with Babylon being the head of gold. Right down to the toes of the ankle, only to be Gentile nations treading down Jerusalem.
Amen.
You see? But when Daniel, now looking back for a restoration of 70 years, they're going to go back in the homeland, he realized he's going to go back, but be no world power.
Amen.
Because all these other nations had to come in. You see? So then afterwards, when he saw those things, then it was those 63 years afterwards, when he saw the vision with the beast come out of the earth, and when he saw the four beasts, it was the very same four kingdoms that he saw Nebuchadnezzar image. And that image was gold and silver and brass and iron. And that is how it looked outwardly to the eyes of man. The great splendor of Babylon and all these things being the head of gold, and then a more inferior with the country. When God showed it to Daniel, God showed the type of spirit in those kingdoms by symbolizing it in a wild beast.
Amen.
So Nebuchadnezzar dream outwardly would appear like a man. But Daniel see the kind of spirit that in those nations was wild beasts that devour one another.
Amen.
So you might go and see, let's say you might go and see America. Oh my, some years ago was a nice, meek little lamb. Godly and everything. But today with all this set of armament and all these kind of system that they have in the nations of the world and these things, then it is the spirit of a dragon coming to the lamb. But there's no lamb spirit no more. And you know how God symbolized some of those things there in the Bible, like then afterwards, you know, when Daniel saw the four beasts and he saw the image in Nebuchadnezzar's dream, he saw it back when a vision, though he saw it as four kingdoms, yet he had only known the name of one. God never revealed it to him. You read the Bible and see. God never told him it was Babylon, Medes and Persia, Greece. God never told him that. The only name he knew is Babylon. He just said it would be a less inferior kingdom. And he keeps speaking like that. But he didn't know the names of the kingdoms, yet those kingdoms had already been existing on the earth. But it wasn't like a world power. They come back and train that when they rise to be a world power, and God can show something and say, nobody might recognize Trinidad right now. But then God might say, see the same Trinidad might rise up after in the year so and so and be a world power and overcome America. Well, the same way the Medes and Persians back there, an inferior kingdom, well, it was maybe like nothing in the time of Babylon.
Amen.
But they were going to grow and they're going to get strong. And then they're going to come pushing from different sides and moving and take over. And God was showing so accurately. And you can imagine the early church having a book like Daniel to read. And while they're reading Daniel, they could point back to almost every prophecy up until the 69th week.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Back there. And so in the time of Daniel, how every nation, because Babylon in the time of the early church was no longer existing. Medes and Persia was broken and gone. The Greece, Alexander, died. His kingdom was swallowed by the Roman Empire to take over the world in that time.
Amen.
Yet they could look back and see by reading Daniel, all those things come so accurately down. No wonder Paul was telling them that when that time comes, in the last days, something's going to happen. And then when God come back and show John it, John saw the very same beast. Amen. Coming out of the water again with a head like a mouth like a head like a lion, feet like a bear, a body like a leopard. You see? And it was the very same previous kingdoms that Daniel saw. All combined in this last beast. Amen. And there's to rise a certain horn out of them 10 horns, after them 10 horns, who are going to speak great things, or are going to even blaspheme God, and they're going to make war against the saints and all these things.
Yes.
So Paul was seeing the last day, the Superman going to rise on the scene.
Amen.
He called him the man of sin. He called him the son of perdition.
Amen.
And you know the son of perdition was the devil incarnate. Because Paul knew his seeds in Genesis, you know. Because Paul said, the serpent beguile thee, so do these. Coming in there to beguile you. And they're already trying to beguile the second Eve right there. And he saw it produce a Nimrod afterwards. And Paul was seeing them that it's about a promise of one like a Nimrod going to come back in the last days. So he's warning them those things. And down through the years, saints have been looking forward to these things in the Bible. And this was mystery. But you know something? When the seven seals was opened up, and the book was opened, and the mystery was being revealed to us in this day, because it was the last generation, and the church will not have to go along one day no more. What these things mean? Because they'll be living in the very hour when it's coming to pass. Then God himself would come and see and give wisdom to the wise for them to understand. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him going to come, that the eyes of the understanding might be enlightened, that they may know the hope of their calling. That the elect will not be deceived in the last days. All these things were going to come swiftly upon the face of the earth. And when these things come, then the Bible you read here, it will depend whether your name is written in certain sections of the book. That whether you'll be deceived or you will not be deceived. It is determined by where your name is written. You're going, it will determine what you're going and who you're going to worship. Amen. Amen. It's all tied right back to a book opening with names inside it. My. So here we are. And that's why the Holy Spirit have been giving us the word in such a magnitude. These last services to wake everyone that might be lulling or sleeping or drifting or wandering and shake you into place that you'll have understanding by divine revelation. You'll be able to read the handwriting on the wall. That you will have the responsibility of getting your family ready, getting your house in order, knowing the hour is come. As a minister, will have the responsibility of making the church not deceive, making the church not go into apostasy. Amen. Making sure that the church keeps straight in the word. You will have for your families, for your own household. Amen. Are we in that type of home? And here it is, when these things is being revealed, because it is in symbol form and mystery, it will take divine revelation. Because nothing you can just read out like that. It's something you have to have the spirit of discernment to discern it, and the ability to understand what is happening. Because nothing just said right on like that. God speak it, and the way he show it in a symbol form. Amen. About beasts and images and different things happening, and little horn and all kind of different things there, and horse riders riding, and amen, the whole drama. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So then, for you to even see on the outside the beast and the image and the different things that's going on, the horse riders riding, if you in a park where you riding also, you gotta see where you riding also. If you don't have your lantern full of oil, you have to see that where that is taking place also. Amen. Because how could you see the other symbols being manifested and fulfilled in the lives of people outside here, and then God to discern to see all? Because everything is symbolized. And we take a revelation of the Holy Scriptures. Amen. To make it plain. then you would have to study the word, because Bible, he didn't have wisdom to understand these things. Yes. Then you have to be in it and studying it, yes, and comparing it,
amen,
to know what's going on.
Yes.
You see? So Daniel and Revelation, the Revelation of the Old Testament, the Revelation of the New Testament, these prophetic things, and that's what we've been speaking, trying to stay under the prophetic utterance of the Bible, especially in this hour, when so much scriptures is coming to pass, and you know, we've been taking those things back and forth, and did about the fourth time I come in Daniel in Revelation, and I want to finish up a little part of it that we struck there Sunday, and then when I went home, I saw a little more light to be just shown in a certain area right there with the names and the book. So then when you finish this little part, you will get a thorough and clear understanding of that book. Because somebody began to pick up that there are two sections of the book. There was two resurrections. There was two times the supreme judge was going to come. There's going to be two separate openings of the different sections. And each time when there's going to be a resurrection, the ancient of days comes and opens a section of the book. So then if the first section has been opened and it comes the first time, then you know the first resurrection is already set in order. And we find that in the resurrection itself, the grave has been opened, not like how you say open. You went into those different things. And the dead, not like how you might consider it to be dead. Amen. Because here, what has actually happened, the changes. Then we find out that before you get your second change, your physical outward change, where your body shall be changed, you'd have to have a first change. Because only those who are changed in the soul would be changed in the bodies. Amen. And if you're changed in the soul, you must know you're changed in the soul. Not what you feel in your body, not what you feel in your spirit, but to have the evidence, the fruit, the characteristic that your soul is eternalized. Amen. It's Zoe. It's God on nature. Amen. And God's own nature will have to be identified by the world for the hour that you are living in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing else. So here we find out that I told you there's two things in that book here. And the things are, first, you have to have a true understanding of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And to get that, there are three things that must come into consideration before you could even speak about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with that understanding of what the scripture teaches about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that's why I see all kinds of people being carried, all kinds of people being influenced, all kinds of people being tossed and strained from the word, because they're just taking a part here and trying to put things here and put things here, and let me have the corrupting grass in the house and a man fishing from the desert. But then we found there are two sections of the book. First begin that there's one section where people's names could not come off regardless of what circumstance arise.
Amen.
They are the elect, they are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, and they are predestined unto the adoption, and that name could never move under no circumstances.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you and ordained you that you should bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain.
Amen.
Amen. No man can come to me except the Father draw him. Amen. All the Father hath given me will come.
Amen.
Amen. You have chosen Christ before the foundation of the world and predestinated unto the adoption.
Amen.
You have to get there. The Holy Spirit has been given a charge to take you there. Nothing can stop it.
Amen.
You are ordained to be there.
Amen.
All right. Let me find out. Yeah, there is one section, amen, Revelation 17:8, that there were names that are not written in the book of life.
Yes.
And we find out, I'm going to go into it and prove it tonight, that in that section of the book of life, the Bible emphatically declares and states very plainly that there, in the Lamb, in the book of life, there are names that are not written in there.
Amen.
Amen. Names not written inside there. There are names written in there, but there are names also that are not written inside of there.
Amen.
Then Revelation 13:8. We found their names that were not written in the Lamb's book of life. Their names written in there, and their names that are not written inside of there.
Amen.
And by no way they could get inside of there, because it was not written in there.
Amen.
And Revelation 20:15, here we read again tonight, and the books were opened, and another book called the book of life, and there were names not found written. Is that correct? There were names not found written. Why it wasn't song written, you better block it out somewhere along the line.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So then, as we look into this here now, I want you to take a very, have a clear understanding of those three things, that there are two sections of the book. And then also, the next thing is that you must be able to divide manifestation from evidence.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because there is no outward manifestation, there is no gift, there is no fruit of the Spirit that a person can manifest or display.
Amen.
To say it is an evidence.
Amen.
Of having the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, if a person had the Holy Spirit, they would have fruits.
Amen.
They would have manifestations.
Amen.
They would have these things. These will accompany that always. But that will not be the scriptural evidence, because there is one initial evidence alone.
Amen.
Only one initial evidence.
Amen.
And if an angel come from heaven and tell you different, let him be a curse.
Amen.
They thus said the Lord, the Bible, the scriptures.
Amen.
Amen. The message.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now also, the next thing is, you are a triune being. In this day is a mystery. Bible in the last days, men would come unto me and say, Lord, did I cast out devils in your name? Didn't I heal the sick in your name? Did I raise the dead in your name? Did I prophesy in your name?
Amen.
Amen. And he will say to me, depart from me, me, you workers of iniquity. I never even knew you. That knowing don't mean he didn't know them, because he's omniscient, he knows all things.
Amen.
But that means he didn't foreknew them to be in the bride. Because the bride is a special calling. Those who foreknew, you, them he did predestinate. Those who predestinate, them he did call. Those who called, he justified. Those who justified, yet already glorified. Is that what the Bible says? Alright. So then if Satan cannot out Satan, Jesus emphatically said that. He said Satan cannot cast out Satan. You try to make a change, all the different things, you'll be making him a liar. You'll be giving the devil powers to heal. You'll be giving the devil different powers to different things. But he said, Satan cannot cast out Satan. And Jesus said, Lord, did we cast out devils in your name? Amen. Like Judas, he was born in son of perdition. He came back rejoicing with his 70. And the Lord, the demons are subject unto us. He said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject unto you. Rejoice, the names are written in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. So some going to come also. And Judas was born a devil. Alright. He went to hell. He was born the son of perdition. Jesus said, have my chosen 12 and one is a devil?
Yes.
Alright, then what it is? The rain will fall on the just and the unjust.
Amen.
Amen. Matthew 5:45. The rain will fall on the just and the unjust.
Amen.
And Jesus told tell the parable of the wheat and the tares. Amen. Hebrews 6:4 talking about and these are nigh unto rejection, thorns and briars. Amen.
Amen.
See, showing the scripture on the rain fall. In the field, out of the field comes thorns and thistles. The rain bring up that life, and the rain bring up also the life of the wheat also.
Amen.
Amen. He said, let them go in the last days. You'll gather the wheat and put in the garner, put in the heaven. You'll gather the tares and burn it with fire.
Amen.
But the wheat and tares go by the same rain.
Amen.
Now when rain fall upon a seed, it don't make it that.
Sure,
amen. Go. Wheat life was in the wheat seed, and tear life was in the tear seed. The rain only bring up the life. That's all. Amen. So what the thing is at the seed.
Amen.
Amen. So then we find out you are body, spirit, and soul. And the last day the Holy Spirit will fall upon all flesh.
Amen.
Amen. When it fall upon all flesh in the last days, some flesh will get happy and say hallelujah, just like the real believer too.
Amen.
Amen. Some flesh will dance like the real believer will dance too. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And people be confused because they'll be judging manifestations.
Yes.
But after a while, when the same flesh are dancing, going off the word.
Yes.
When the same flesh are dancing, holding men personal admiration.
Yes.
And when the same flesh are dancing, teaching on scriptures what the prophet said.
Yes.
And you'll realize that is not the genuine thing.
Yes.
That is what it means to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and not being saved by a long ways.
Yes.
Amen. Leadership 21 and 22. You take that then also. Take and knoweth it not. Amen. the rapture, all those messages back there. That's not evidence that the Holy Ghost is baptized with the Holy Ghost. No, sir. Because you can be anointed in your spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Because this and calling out of repentance.
Yes.
An unconverted sinner can manifest gifts.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So then, there is a difference. That soul in the believer there. That name in the Lamb of God. There's a section of this book where people who is elected to be born again in the age of the living in is written in the Bible.
Yes.
Amen. And no other person could be born again.
Yes.
Outside those.
Yes.
Amen. Only that among will be born again and form the body of Christ.
Yes.
Only that portion will have the testimony of the word for their age.
Yes.
Amen. Because the foolish virgin went to get oil and they didn't get no oil.
Yes.
There was in the same message at midnight with a loud cry, the Holy Bride coming. One shout, a midnight message.
Yes.
10 virgins went out, 2 classes, 5 is wise and 5 is foolish.
Yes.
5 had oil, the other 5 didn't have no oil.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So what's something here in the Bible? Let's get these things very, very clear.
Amen.
Then what's the difference? The difference is that soul inside of the air.
Yes.
Because in some, they have eternal life to begin with.
Yes.
Is there birth? Could that be possible? Let's look in the Bible tonight and see.
Yes.
We'll find that there's a group of people coming to this earth with 2 natures in 1 body.
Yes.
Genes of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Express in flesh.
Yes.
Ordained to receive the new birth in the time and season that they are living in.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit in every age hunting out those. Hallelujah. Who is ordained to life and quickening the mind to the promise.
Yes.
And the life to the age to hear the messenger what he is saying for the age.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Regardless of where they're from.
Yes.
They are dead to hear the voice of the messenger.
Yes.
Because that mother eagle, the great Holy Spirit,
yes,
is flying around the world.
Yes.
Knowing he has them seen there.
Yes.
He himself is looking for them.
Yes.
Is the farmer who planted the seed going to water the seed?
Yes.
Hallelujah. No way, plant the seed and enough to put the water upon it. Hallelujah. You can't make that say nothing different. Hallelujah. And I don't care. I am seeing less than angels of heaven preaching contrary to that. Then let it be a curse. Hallelujah! When it comes to God, respect no man person. Hallelujah! Because the Holy Spirit will not lie. The Holy Spirit will not change this message. The Holy Spirit will not take away from what the prophet said, because there is the Spirit of God in the prophet speaking to the church. Hallelujah! And I want to reiterate it vigorously! Hallelujah! Sometimes I want to say certain things behind the pulpit here. I tell you, when the Holy Spirit saw the cunningness and the subtlety, see, of what is happening in this hour, and the realm the deception is in! You when you preach your word, sometimes you see people, but sometimes you can't help it. Because people off the word, you have to see them off the word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God, amen.
My.
So we find then that those three things there, body, spirit, and soul.
Because, brother, if that soul is a real seed of God, the Holy Spirit is going to find and what God will plant it. God knows if it's Trinidad dirt, American dirt, Japanese dirt, what kind of dirt he planted in. God knows where he planted that seed, he's going to come and water it. Because that is part of himself, and you have to identify part of his Bible for this age, the light of this age. And you know, add to a seed. From it down, quickening power coming to the seed. Transforming power is already in the seed. To transform it into the species God ordained it to be. Hallelujah! Glory to God! I like the preachers of God and preachers, so you know all of his message is the perfect preach. Amen. And rather the message can't play what he's talking about. Amen. So keep your right there and say, look how straight the message is. Amen. Hallelujah. Then you know the prophet is talking about all the time. Go back and read the same message and see if it's not correct what's being said. Amen. Let this church be established in that truth. Let this church know what the Spirit said to the prophet. People can choose what they want. People can go what they want and do what they want. But from me and my house. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. And I believe this part of my household here. The household of faith. Hallelujah. We stand on the prophet's hand. Hallelujah. Look, brother Eddie's here tonight from Guyana. And he was telling me, he said, enough people come and gone over the air. And they're trying to get in the chair. And people begin to preach. Yeah. I want them to come and say something contrary to undermine what the Holy Spirit have already done. Yes. See, to take them and bind them to man. Yes. I know why, but the word is alive. They couldn't come and get that foolishness. Amen. And may he stand the same way also. Amen. Going and try to creep in the church of us to go contrary? When our word is coming, pointing to the prophet said and pointing to Jesus Christ and no man? Amen. It's a bunch of cardinals trying to set up a pope and make him a hierarchy and give him a crown with a jurisdiction over the whole earth in the message. Hallelujah! It's a Roman spirit upon the people. Amen! You get a bunch of cardinals, they have to get somebody to be a pope over them. Amen. He be white had to be cardinals. White had to be shepherds. Amen. See, then you have to get a holy city, and anybody when they go up in that holy city have to come up with a blessing from the Pope, and then have to bring it down to the people in the. Brother, that archdiocese is not here. This is out that bounds. Hallelujah. Glory to God, amen! As long as I'm standing past in this church here, the prophet message will be absolute. Hallelujah! Here we have no itchiness. Here we have been taught the truth. We have been establishing the truth. We know what the prophet said. Amen. Hallelujah. My. See, I have a little message where Satan's seat is. One of these. But I saw some things there that where Satan says, oh my. Amen. And right where Satan's seat is, you'll find the doctrine and the negotiation of the doctrine of Balaam. But right in their altar, you'll find the church getting the hidden manna, the white stone, and the new name. Amen. And you'll find, he said, I'll come and fight them with a sharp tool inside my mouth. That's the age, he said, I'm here to have the sharp sword. Amen. And Pokemon was married, and that right where four children in second place, and watch where the real marriage is taking place. Because Ahab and Jezebel had been married. Yeah. Amen. Church and state is coming back together. Is that correct? But then there's also a real union taking place. Invisible union! Hallelujah! Glory to God, amen! The church and state already have the invisible union, but the bride has received invisible union too. Hallelujah! Amen! Glory! You see, it's a great deification plot that is going on. They want to deify some person and make it God there, and that's where the authority is. The authority is in every local church. That's where the authority is. In every godly pastor who have found the Messiah, that's where the authority is. And all the authority in that. Amen. That's apostolic authority. That's the keys that Peter had. Glory! Amen! My, I feel good tonight. Maybe this is what the Holy Spirit wants, is shaking. Hallelujah! To let the people know where the truth is. The prophet just stay away from shiny stuff. I afraid anything that shine too much. I want to see a glowing, you know, a shine iron pyrite, because it can mature to be gold all the way. It ends up to be worth nothing. It will shine and dazzle people. Amen. Little monkeys get attracted to it. But you burn, you fire, it's glowing. Hallelujah. Glowing with the glory and the power of God in humility. Yeah, you'll find God. Amen. Hallelujah. See, Balaam said the devil knew what God's plan was. So he tried to humanize your leadership, because he knew God is going to humanize your leadership. Amen. In the person of Jesus Christ. But Israel ran out there because the devil knew the plot, knew what God's plan was, and get them ahead of God. And a lot of people, they have a great, they send a great holy man in the message.
Yes,
but I'm not a great holy man in the message. You don't have that at all. That's not a promise in the Bible. I know why people believe promises that are not in the Bible. Believe what is written in the Bible. Yes. Believe what is spoken in the message. Have not nothing else to be added. I got to show you the prophets that don't you add to this message. Amen. He's already given, he's already spoken.
Amen.
And to make it sure, God spoke our part. He didn't leave us a preacher. He spoke it.
Amen.
All we do is just discovering our part and identifying ourselves in our part. That's all. Because the continuation is the same. It can't be a next thing at all. No way.
Amen, brother.
Amen. But a lot of people like those kind of things. They have the shape to receive that. Amen. They have the desire, the deep in their heart, the call for those kind of things. See? But then let me tell you, you espouse unto Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You be united to Him. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. See? You know nothing else. That is the word. So, let's go quickly into this year. I've been taking this Sunday there in that book. From the time I pick up that book in Daniel 12, I can't get out of that book there at all, because God told Daniel to seal up the book until the time of the end. And then Michael will come and stand the last days and deliver the names in the book, showing the book has names to be delivered. Is that correct? It is going to be open the last day. Then we pick up Revelation 10 and we find out also that that is where Michael comes. Amen. He comes between the first day of the 7th month and the 10th day of the 7th month. He drops down there to call out the Gentile names in the roll call first, because there's some Gentile names that appear in the order before the Jewish names. The Jewish names will be called on the 10th day of the 7th month.
Amen.
Amen. The Feast of the Atonement, Israel will recognize the Messiah. The first day of the 7th month, they gathered. 1946 was gathered. 1946 the prophet went out. Israel is yet to recognize the atonement. Amen.
Amen.
When that message begins to come forth, that woman will cross from the moon into the sun. You following me?
Amen.
All right. She's going to be great with child. Amen. That same woman is going to get two wings of an eagle to fly into the wilderness. Amen. She will get spiritual food where she will be nourished with. Amen. She crossed over and be crowned with the 12 stars. Amen. And clothed with the sun. Amen. We find out that all that is happened in that time in Revelation 14 is also found upon Mount Zion with the Lamb and his father name written in the foreheads now. Because through that message, amen, of the seventh trumpet, which is the seventh seal to the bride, the name is revealed to the Jews. The Jews know he is JBH, but they don't know what it means. The translators couldn't translate it.
Amen.
Amen. But an angel brought down from heaven to a virgin. Amen.
Amen.
And the virgin was the only one with the revelation knew what the name was. And when the first time she spoke in human lips, it made a dead baby leap.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God in the highest. And that same message is going to come to Moses and Elijah.
Amen.
Amen. To make known unto them Christ. Hallelujah. Call them out of the Jewish traditions to the real atonement. What's going to happen? They're going to recognize Christ like Joseph. Brothers recognize Joseph. And they're going to weep and say, where did they get them wounds? He will say, in the house of my friends.
Amen.
Amen. Israel have a great time of mourning. Mourning for the sacrifice that was killed. They rejected it because they were blind and they couldn't see it.
Amen.
But we find them on Mount Zion with the name written in the forehead.
Amen.
So before that time, here is the bride also who was under the law, under the reformer age, on Mount Sinai also. Is that correct?
Amen.
Then shall we call out all from Pentecostal traditions from the reformer age back to the true atonement.
Amen.
Amen. And his name was going to be revealed in the forehead. He sees them in the forehead. Hallelujah. And the name was revealed. They recognized what part of the name there was. Because he gave them part of his own name. Hallelujah. That threefold mystery of the name. One name in a threefold mystery. But he gets in the middle part of the name of my God and my new name. Hallelujah. So they have the other part before my God and they have the my new name part. Hallelujah. Because they stand here, bone with bone and flesh with flesh. They know they are the people. Amen. So them names are being revealed now. And we find out when that cloud was turned there, here it was in the white wig. Amen. God confirming the message. Why was the cloud turned? To confirm the message of the seven thunders.
Amen.
The seven thunders was a blast and seven angels before the pyramid in the sky. The sign of the end serves. Is it the sign of the end serves?
Amen.
Could this blast and these seven angels before a pyramid, could this be the sign of the end? Could it be the coming of that last message? Is it their redemption breaking forth? Is intercession being finished and redemption going to be revealed? Could it be my brethren?
Amen.
Amen. The message went forth claiming that the Son of Man is here, that the Son of Man has been revealed, that the Lord of the Son of Heaven has shouted, that he has come like a thief in the night. It was only a message, it was a revelation.
Amen.
But when the cloud was turned, here was one in the Lord's day like the Son of Man.
Amen.
Here white like wool. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And when he's wearing that wig white like wool, he is judged between his priesthood and his kingship.
Amen.
Proving that the Lord had come. Proving that the seals were revealed. Proving that he was here. Gathering his redeemed subjects. Proving that he's opened that section of the book. And he's already setting the resurrection in order. He has come to judge the quick and the dead. Hallelujah. Proving it when there was turn. You hear all kinds of different turn, but that is the turn. Check what the prophet said the turn was. When a real revelation of Revelation 1:14, Revelation 1:9 to 1:20, somewhere there, begins to come forth. Amen. To know the sash is changed from around the waist to the paps. Then you'll understand what the seventh seal is all about. And those things have been revealed and totally established among you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now quickly, go a little further into these two sections of that book. Because that is, we find that the book had two sections. One section called the Book of Life. One section called the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Is it two separate books? Is it one book? What it is? Let's look into it and let it become clear tonight.
Amen.
Amen. His names are written inside of it. We find some of the names in there will be deceived. Somebody names in there would be blotted out. Somebody names in there would not be deceived under no circumstances. Could they be deceived because they are the Word? Amen. We find a just before the resurrection is when the book shall be opened. Then we are already in the first resurrection. When you see a sheaf being waved, it's a resurrection of that denominationalism bringing the first change. Hallelujah. Then all these years, what has been happening? Our people who have been changed in the soul have been changed from glory unto glory unto glory unto glory. Adding word upon word upon word. While the flesh getting old, they're growing back in the word image. Hallelujah. While the world thinking nothing is going on, the real thing is happening on the inside. They're walking onto a perfect day. The word unfolding, amen. Hear what he says, question, answers, and the seals. Page 2. Somebody asked a question, what happened to the born again believers who are in the various denominations but not in the bride of Christ? What happened to them? Well, I think we explained that a while ago. A while ago, he was talking here, and page 17 was asking about the book of life and these things, and he was telling them that nothing will be saved except the names in the Lamb's book of life. And how the book holds a mystery, and how the mystery was calling the names by the mystery being preached. Amen? Okay. So here now, they ask me, well, I think we explained a while ago. They go into tribulation. They are martyred in the tribulation, come up in the last, after the millennium, for their judgment. Revelation 20. The dead live not until the 1,000 years were expired. The rest of the dead. Then there was a resurrection. We took that Sunday morning. Amen. We took the two resurrections Sunday morning. One, the one in Daniel 7 that appears again in Revelation 20. And we separated on St. John 5. Now before I read before that, let me just drop something here for you. Now St. John 5:24, you pass from death unto life. Amen? Amen? He that heareth my word and receiveth not send me, will that condemnation pass from death into life. Right here on the earth, in every age, every believer in Christ, every member of the bride in the ages that have gone on, they had to come to St. John 5:24. Yes. Amen. Because why? That is where you pass from death unto life. But many of them, when they come to St. John 5:24, they was quickened by the quickening power. They passed from death unto life. They had eternal life manifesting in them, bringing forth the characteristic to identify what age they were living in. Yes. Amen. Then what happened after that? We find out that they sealed unto the day of redemption, but the day of redemption was not going to be until 2,000 years after. So what's going to happen? They wasn't going to live that long. So they die in the physical body. The first death. Because the second death couldn't touch them. They already had eternal life in them. Amen. So when you're trying to kill these people, you just pray and believe for these people, it can happen. They can pray what they want. Amen. The second death has no power over you. The Holy Ghost got to you first for redemption. Yes. Hallelujah! Yes. The devil can't come and play around you. Oh my! Praise God! Hallelujah! Yes. He got the Ephesian church first. Yes. Amen. Like he got Eve before Adam get to her, but this bride is like Mary. God get to her first. Yes. Hallelujah! Yes. For redemption. Yes. Praise God! Amen. Hallelujah. Now watch. Then in every age, they come right down. Paul, Evans, Martin, Columbus, Luther, Wesley, and the Pentecostal age. Seven ages, they come right down. Came from St. John 5:24. From the world, Ephesians 2, dead and sin trespasses, to St. John 5:24. Pass from death unto life. And then they didn't live long enough for the change of body, because at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet, amen. You shall be changed. Amen. Outwardly. Amen. 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 So all of them are changed inwardly down to the Feast of Pentecost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Feast of Trumpets is after the Feast of Pentecost. Amen. Then six trumpets sounded rapidly. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In succession. Not always for long, 2,000 years. But all at once, six trumpets blasted to get the Jews back in Palestine. Yeah.
the seventh trumpet. Yes. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:50-52, you shall not all sleep, but you shall all be changed. For in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you shall be changed at the last trump. The dead shall be raised incorruptible. There are two groups of people right there. For the time you come up with the seventh trumpet, two groups of people. One alive in the body, one dead in the grave. Amen. First Thessalonians 4, what it says. It says also that the Lord himself shall send heaven a shout. Amen. But we are alive and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. And we who are alive and remain. Amen. We in St. John 5:24. We are never going to St. John 5:25.
Amen.
But the, all seven ages is in St. John 5:25. The dead in the grave will hear the voice.
Amen.
And they will live. Hallelujah. Because those who quicken in St. John 5:25, when that seed is quickened, it begins to change from glory to glory. Amen. Are you faithful to the temple? 2 Peter 1:4-7. Is that correct? When the world images form, what a revelation of Revelation 10:8-11 begin to come forth. Amen. What the masterpiece begin to be unveiled to show, amen, that that group is now standing there before the seventh trumpet. Ready to go into a ministry to wind up everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Because watch. So Revelation, here it is, Revelation 10, after the sixth trumpet is sounded, the Lord himself is from heaven a shout. Coming at the end of those seven ages, coming at the end of the season of Pentecost, is that correct?
Amen.
Just before the seventh trumpet, with a book opened,
amen,
with his hair white like wool.
Amen.
Why? Because of the last trumpet, there's the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The first resurrection. The rest is already of the second death. Don't even get the first death yet.
Amen.
But a little group. Hallelujah. Glory to God, she's ordained to life. And the Holy Spirit quickens them in the book. Then you can tell the difference now because they're teaching different. So by the time that seed is quickened, the word is going to begin to reveal, begin to reveal, begin to reveal, begin to reveal. Because why? As they grow and mature, they are revealing the word. Until the word herself take the word itself and identify herself in itself. And prove she's a matching piece to all the feminist types in the Bible that they come after the Son of Man is revealed. Then we know we're near in that time. God, the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet, the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ shall be raised. And just before the seventh trumpet, between the sixth and seventh trumpet, a shout and a voice of the archangel. And the shout was a message. The midnight cry, behold, the bride and cometh. A mighty angel come from heaven. Cried a loud voice, seven tongues uttered the voices with the book open. But that's not the second resurrection yet. That's not the white throne judgment. Then what's happening? Let us see if all the dead is going to come forth. No, it didn't happen. So then what's happening? He's only dealing with people in that section. The rest of the dead, whether it is the second death or the first death, live not for 1,000 years. Oh my. Amen. Meaning all these years, the resurrection is going on. People thought they were over 19. No, at the resurrection of two groups of people. Those who are alive and remain, and those who die in Christ. And those who are alive and remain have all been quickened. Amen. And raised up in heavenly places. Taken up in the mystery of the Easter seal, the resurrection seal. It's already going to be a revelation in their heart. They have the earnest of the change of body inside of them. They have the evidence that the body have already turned heavenly. They have the abstract title to turn new body inside of them. Amen. They have the proof that they are going in the rapture. With revelation in people's heart, you can't put a fear inside of them. They stand and watch your eyeball to eyeball and tell you, get off my back. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't try to intimidate people who know where they are. Amen. I hear some kind of talk that I am finishing. And since in Puerto Rico and all that kind of nonsense. But who is this tonight? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You see? Because you don't submit yourself to some man.
Amen.
God ain't called me to submit himself to no man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God wants people to go where the Spirit lead them.
Amen.
Preach to who God send them to.
Amen.
And this is no clique.
Amen.
This is the message of God for the hour.
Amen.
This is the elect of God in the Lamb's Book of Life God is dealing with.
Amen.
How shall they hear it appear? How shall they accept to be sent? It's God to send them.
Amen.
Make them a flame of fire.
Amen.
To minister unto them who are the heirs of salvation.
Amen.
And only God knows who they are. Glory to God, amen. Let Zedekiah and them have the schools if they want. Don't try to pull my car and say what Elijah said. Hallelujah. They might slap his joy, but there ain't nothing. You will see if God was speaking when the time comes. Hallelujah. Amen. Alright. So we all know that the Lamb's Book is open since 1963. And then we find the scriptures that the first resurrection takes place at the last trump, and that book is open just before the seventh trumpet. And there's only one mystery before you hit the seventh trumpet. From the time the book is open until the seventh trumpet, there's only one mystery inside of there. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And she has the perfect matching piece to prove it. She has to come with all the work to prove it. Amen. She don't care how much go before her dancing rock and roll. She don't care about that. She can march insanely onward Christian soldiers. Oh, dressed neat, down and nice. Hallelujah. Amen. She can be manhandled, brother. No way, no. I'll be making a whole line. Suppress her inside of you. No, sir. She's a channel to bring forth Messiah. That must not be polluted. Glory to God. Amen. Peter 2, he says here, the rest of the dead is not for 1,000 years, then there was a resurrection. So I hope you're catching it right here. So then if we are right here, that mystery being revealed just before the last trumpet, six trumpets already sung, we take the trumpets right here, we find also under the trumpets the resurrection coming forth.
Yeah.
We find the supreme judge under the trumpets. We find the opening of the first book under the trumpets. We find the resurrection set in order under the trumpets. All these are finding under the trumpets right here.
Amen.
We find Michael is always connected to the resurrection.
Amen.
Is that correct?
Amen.
The word archangel is only mentioned 2 times in the whole Bible. Jude 9, Michael the archangel, and 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the voice of the archangel.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Michael is always connected to the resurrections.
Amen.
Amen. So here we find the resurrection being set in order. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you come in tonight and you're weary. Amen. You're worn. You're tired. With sin upon you. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest unto your soul.
Amen.
The devil push you on the world. You hunger and thirst for something real.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, then tonight, let it be known. He that has thirst, let him come and drink. The Spirit and the bride is saying, come. Hallelujah. What is happening? The Holy Spirit, God, gathering his people together, taken up in a mystery. Amen. They themselves recognizing that the resurrection have already set in them. Hallelujah. Amen. Soon after a little while, you'll be traveling as the Spirit taught. Soon after a little while, amen, you'll be moving into a ministry and will start the rapturing faith. Glory to God. Amen. That will preach to the lost and then bring up the sleeping chains. You are on the verge of it right now. Amen. The Holy Spirit quickly in rapidity finishing out the whole book. Because you are the end of the book. Amen. For the Gentiles. Hallelujah. You are ending up the Gentile age. The fullness of the Gentiles is being winded up as the super church comes forth. Amen. That last bride came and went to heaven, and the rest went down. Yeah. Had no bride after that bride. Amen. And she has turned and has come back marching. Don't look for nothing behind her. He'll go back to Moses, Elijah. Joseph is dismissing his wife. Hallelujah. Yeah. So every promise between here and there will spring up quickly. Get in position for it. Let the revelation be anchored in your heart. Know what is happening. You don't know him, come quickly tonight. Amen. And receive him while he's been unveiled unto you. Amen. Because when this book closed, that is it. When this book closed, that is it. Then the next opening, the next raising of dead, the next different things, is after 1,000 years. It took 2,000 years before this first section opened. It will take 1,000 years and then the other section will open. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lamb coming from the throne. Notice, the Lamb coming from the throne to take that book. Amen. And as he descends to the book, he changes, he becomes endomorphic. Yeah. Because you want to reveal that the resurrection being set in order. Amen. The seven tongues utter the voices to the prophet, and he thunders it back to the bride. But what happens in between the air? God let it go to a secret, and then they turn that cloud to the right side to see that the supreme judge is here. He is getting ready to call all that are in that section of the book, all that are sleeping, to come up on the earth. Amen. I told you when that last part comes, it will be for the third pole. Because the judgment seal is Moses and Elijah. The wrath of God revealed in heaven is already being revealed. The supreme judge there is already, the wrath of God is being revealed when the vials will be poured out. No wonder you're going to get them thunders and trumpets and vials and all in a cluster inside of the air. Amen. Then you will see what those men were dreaming about. That quick, short message. That last ride. How it takes place and the world go on preaching, thinking they're being saved is over. Then, when the judgment seal is open, the wrath being poured out, they say, "My, where's the quick, short message? Does it take place?" He said, "Oh, she went like a flash of lightning and left his head and didn't even know it." Oh, hallelujah! It went like a lightning bolt and didn't even know it. A fanatic message went by to a bunch of oddballs. Hallelujah! A bunch of nobodies. It didn't even shine and glitter to attract those who love shiny things. But everyone who had the token to examine it by the word could recognize what was taking place. Hallelujah! My! What a hole! Could it be, my brethren? What is all these things? What is happening? Is somebody trying to force something upon you? Or is it word upon word upon word making something plain unto you? Hallelujah! Glory! I want you to have understanding inside of here. I just want to call me all kind of different things and then you don't know what is going on. I only when you stand you can speak according to the oracles of God. When you stand you could say Malachi 4 said so. The prophet said so. He said so. He said so. He said so. Amen. That's what the seventh angel said. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. So my eyes were just inside of it before we got seven trumpet, and those seven trumpets had gathered the bride for the song of the last trumpet. You think about it. And he wanted to get that judgment seal. When that judgment seal started moving Elijah, but the bride is only a sign to know the judgment. Amen. The wrath of God in them seven vials is fixing to be poured out. The bride only give a witness. But Moses and Elijah opens the judgment seal and smack them with plagues, these bunch of Gentiles. Amen. That's the message. But the bride, she stands in the air as a witness. It is finished. It is over. And here, the breaking forth of a revelation. To show she is faith of his faith, both of his bone, flesh of his flesh. She has the wedding band, the man's looking and the name revealed in the seven thunders. Amen. To show she was that mystery of passing unknown language coming back for the last ride. Amen. Turning at the west, that's where he said it will come. Yeah. Everything just the way he said it. Yeah. The way he said it. Didn't leave no spear part. Sometimes I say, Lord, why you have this thing in a corner like that? Amen. Because you should think that everybody should see that. It's not plain. But that's the way God do it. God let false things take a hold of the multitudes. Things that seem good. Amen. That full of loopholes. See? And the truth straight as an arrow. Amen. See, just like that. Because it's going to be in secret always. But it'll be powerful. Because no demon power can get around that. Can't get around that. They can do it. They can jump. This side, that binds them in a knot. Can't get around that. Amen. So watch what happens here. When we break into the sleeping part. Are them sleeping saints? Now remember, the first resurrection takes place and the world won't even know it. Amen. Because they will not even appear to the world. Amen. They'll appear to the living ones alone. Amen. And the living ones will change. The prophets of the world won't even see them. Amen. But you will see them, they'll come to you. And don't you know you're near in that time? Amen. Don't you realize that from the time he swing that door shut, from the time that little space time runs there, amen, and we already see that the squeeze and these things coming up, the image of the beast, then the image of the world have to be here? Yes. They're going to be among Zion Shoran. Amen. You have come to Mount Zion on that seven peak. A city and a hill cannot be hid. There is no more after that seven peak, not another peak. Not another highlight for the Gentiles. The Gentiles is in the last highlight. The highest point of our ministry, she is in it now. Because the seven peak was the highest of all. Amen. That's where the word opened up. That's where the word was formed. That's where the word went in power. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And right there the word is opening up. Right there the word being formed. Right there the word will go in power. Amen. But it will go in power for two purposes only. Yeah. One, to start the rapture and fill among the church. Two, as a witness to the lost. Nothing else. He's not going to satisfy people unbelief and make belief on what they desire. When he do that, it'll be for two purposes. One, to start your act in faith. Two, for the total loss. Amen. And brother, what a time it would be. And just before that seven trumpet song, don't even that angel said, time is no more. Finish. He has filthy, filthy still. He has holy. And just before that comes forth, seal up not the things that are written in the book, for the time is at hand.
Amen.
Amen. This book of Revelation here, what nobody else will know, save those on the earth now in the bride. Reveals the thing that was, is, and is to be.
Amen.
The wise ones who have the oil and become stimulated when a promise is being revealed to them who have oil.
Amen.
Amen. And he showed the word all along and tied back to one place. He showed outside here, he showed inside here, he showed what is going on around the world, and tied right back to one place in the promise.
Amen.
He left nothing undone. Because God.
Amen.
Amen. See? So he said the rest of the dead is not for 1,000 years. Then they come forth to be judged, both the just and the unjust, Christ and his bride. He comes to the earth 10,000 times, 10,000 of his saints. The bride, John was set, the books open, the book will open, another book open, which is the book of life. Amen. Is that right? They had nothing to do with the bride. She was standing right there in judgment, king and queen together, Daniel 7 win. He came with his saints 10,000 times, 1,000 ministered to him, his wife. Then judgment was set, and the sheep were separated from the goats. Remember the other night, we bring that little meditation, so you don't understand the cowboy meditation, which is the great roundup taking place right now. And he's looking for the blood tag. Amen. He don't care where you're from. You can be a Trinidad. You can be from America. You can be from Germany. That don't matter to God. He's looking for the blood tag. Hallelujah. In this great round of time. Amen. That person, somebody doing that horse. White horse, amen. With our military plans. And we're watching every tank that comes through right there. Amen. My. He says here in the church, the people that in the denominations that are genuine Christians, get it now? What's going to happen to them? The church, the people that in the denominations, genuine Christians who receive the message, and they will never see it. It will never be preached to them. And those in a mixed crowd who it is preached to, it will go right over the top of their head unless their name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. They will hear it. It will go over the top of the head. They will have the token to examine it. And it will go over the top of the head. But they will hear it with the ears, that is. Natural sense of hearing. But they will be good people. And they will be raised up again and given trial and be judged by the very group that preached to them. Don't you know the saints will judge the earth? They will be preached. They preached by the very people who witnessed to them the message to come out of it. I hope that explains it. Amen. I got so many in that. Invisible union, quickly. Now I just kind of finish up this little part of the book there for you. Because I started Sunday, they were called chosen and faithful to get those riding with the Lamb. But then, in trying to get those called chosen and faithful, they were the ones in this section of the book. Because they didn't come out to be judged by the Lamb. They was with the Lamb when he came to judge.
Amen.
So that means they had to be called out before that time. And that is when that book is open. Amen. And here is open now. Judge before the seventh trumpet. Amen. So then you see if what's happening is taking place. Because remember when that white horse is not an ordinary horse. He rides all in the sky on top of the mountains.
Amen.
Them seven peaks there, turn and ride back east. Amen. Burn. And have people trying to ride on that same trail. He said, you know, no, you're not supposed to be here unless you're ordained to do it. You're trying to ride here with a grey horse. get off of here. Amen. Amen. My, and that gray horse that was trying to hybrid. Is that correct? And he said, don't you do that. And he said, that horse is the word. See, the word, the hybrid, that word. Now, I don't know if when you got horses to be riding, if you could tell the color of the horses, but John could have. And the prophet saw it and tell what the horse represented to. Man might have all kind of clothes on, but chief authorities have a double trail bonnet. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So let me tell you this. When you watch, you are looking for that horse. You gotta watch that horse. Because the prophet watched them two horses in Revelation 19. He said, I know the same horse. And he watched the riders. He said, I didn't say riders. You getting me? Because those horses was representing something. And that first horse, where did it ride? It was all inside the Ephesian church riding too. All through the Ephesian age was riding. Is that correct? Amen. And when God spoke to them, he said, you referencing, gives us a reference to them riders and them horses. Amen. He said, you should hate that thing which I hate. Amen. Amen. Because why? He said, here it is. That is trying to take the place of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is humanizing the leadership of the Holy Spirit. That is bringing human government to legislate for the people. That horse is doing that. And if a person of a horse that have that kind of prance, that is not a prance. That ain't the original horse at all. So you gotta know the horses. Page 28 now, he says now, Invisible Union, talk about the two books again. Here it brings in the two books that's going to be mysterious to you when you read the seven church ages. Two books, the book of life, one says you can't put your name on, it never comes off. The other said he takes the name out of the book. Amen. This brings it perfectly in view right here. I'm going to start a few minutes, maybe on a few notes here. Catch this before we close. Alright now, let me catch before we close also. Life is a sacred thing, and it's recorded in a book. God's the author of life. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Alright. Our natural life here, we will hear that we have here just a perversion. It should really be the right life to begin with.
Yes.
You're born by sex and you haven't been born again, you haven't been baptized with the Holy Ghost, you have perverted life.
Yes.
That ain't the right life, you can't please God tonight.
Yes.
You have a life that's trying to be attracted by little worldly things, little shiny things, leaning on the side of the world, kind of find the world too hard and too straight in the car, lying up, but you're getting trouble to do, you're getting trouble to do that, and your flesh one that. That is a perverted type of life.
Amen.
You need a blood transfusion.
Amen.
You need to get empty of that old life and get the real life inside of you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now watch here. It should really be the right type of life to begin with. The first life of your first union. Where did that come from? By your first birth. Where did that first birth come from? By a sexual act with your father and your mother. Amen. And where did that start from? In the Garden of Eden. And what it was disobedience to God's word, was an act of unbelief to begin with.
Amen.
Amen. So wasn't the right type of life to begin with? Amen. A natural, your first life, your first union was joined at birth by nature, a natural act, natural human being associated, man and woman together, associated together in sexual affair, which brought your life in here. And that is associated with sin and death. Because when that first act took place, God cast him out of the garden. It brought death in the human race. And you born that same way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the birth you have is associated with sin and death.
Amen.
And sin and death must go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Okay, now watch something now, eh? Now, the book is called the Book of Life, the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen? We find the Book of Life upon the White Throne Judgment, then the Lamb's Book of Life. We find another book open in Revelation 10 before the first resurrection, just before the seventh trumpet. And we are living in that time, and we have seen that with our eyes. We are witnesses of that. We'll also be witnesses of the second one too. For once you go up here, you'll come back for the second opening. Amen. Hallelujah. Now watch what's happening here now. Now when that is taking place, when that is being revealed here, then if you are in that book, you're going to catch your message. It won't go over your head. Those who are not there, it will go over their heads. And they will come up to be judged by those who caught it. So the message is going forth. And if you have been quick minded, if you're not quick minded the Holy Spirit, you need to battle the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's not psychology. You need to have experience. Amen. Now watch. So watch. Here he says, now your desires were that your first husband that had rule over you was your nature by your natural birth. Naturally, you love the world because you are the world and part of the world. Is that right? Your desires was by nature to love the world. Because the Bible says you're born in sin, shaping iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. You walk after the course of this world, after the prince of the power of the air. He that is born of flesh is flesh, the other and the flesh cannot please God. All that in scriptures? Amen. Amen. Okay. So then he says, your desires was by nature to love the world, which you are a part of. You are a part of nature. You believe that? That is a natural thing. That is the reason your first husband, you have to be born again. You have to separate, you have to die to your first husband. Amen. Your first husband is your first nature. And the first nature come by your first birth. And your first birth is an act of unbelief. Is that correct? Yes. Alright. You say, I'll divorce and hang up till the occasion. No, sir. No right in divorcement. He died. Yes. The nature of the world has to die. Every speck of him has to die. You have to reunite that with another nature. What is he doing? He is typing it to the natural union. A woman is married to a man. What's going to happen there? Then something may be going wrong. She may be not able to please him. He may not be able to please her. They separate. She got a divorce. She got married another man. Now she is not supposed to be married when the first husband is alive. Amen? Because she can't be in two covenants at the same time. She can't have two living husbands at the same time. She'll be an adulteress. So you can't claim to her to be united with Christ and have the Holy Ghost, and then the old nature still showing is alive by you going after the things of the world. You'll be an adulteress, you'll be a liar, you'll be trying to make Christ your husband, and Christ will not marry no woman who have a first husband alive. Is that correct? Either your nature is dead.
Yes.
You have a death certificate. Not a divorce certificate. A death certificate. Yes. You're sure you have been to Golgotha Hill. You're sure you have been in the pool and the old man was dead and buried.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Now what's something now? Your name, get it now? Your name of your first nature was born and put in a book of life. Your name is inside of here already. From the time you're born this earth, your name is already there, but you come at your first birth, your name is inside there, and you're living under that first name. Amen. All the deeds under that first nature is recorded right here. Now, though you might be an elected seed and your name is written in the next section, you can't claim nothing yet, you know. Your claims can't even be considered to be claims unless you have the evidence to show that you have the life that identifies that other section. In God's sight, you're a sinner. You need to come to the cross. You need to repent. You need to repent for your sins and be baptized and have the blood of Jesus applied to your confessed sins. And you need God to recognize your faith.
Amen. And then the Holy Spirit come upon you. Amen. To show God recognized that faith. Then you begin to live under that next name. Otherwise, it's only wishful thinking. And if you can't even live out that mystery unless that seed is quickened. That's why once you're there, you will have the testimony. Once a day, you will have the revelation. Once a day, the life will prove it. Once a day, that cannot be impersonated. You produce what you're talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to be strong, bolted down inside. Amen. All your deeds are put in that book. Everything you've done in that nature is put in the book. Call the book of life. You notice in Daniel, when he comes to the ancient of days, he hears white like wood. And look, he drops it in right here again. 10,000 times 10,000 came up with him to minister to him, the bride. And then the books were opened, and another book opened, which was the book of life. There are saints already there, the church, the bride. He said there are saints already there, because that full section is already open. Because if that section wasn't open, you'd have never known what your real name was. You could have never get an experience to really prove you have the Holy Ghost. You'd have just be trying to be a good person, love the Lord, trying to be a good Christian. But now, because that book is open, you could show what age you're living in. You could show what word you've been through in your life. You have the testimony to prove that you was considering the plan of redemption, that God chose you and ordained you, and God didn't forget about you. Amen. For you are part of God, and God put you here for a purpose, and you're fulfilling that very purpose. And you know it. It's not a dream, it's not an imagination, it's not a wish I could know it. You know it. She knows it is he and her fulfilling his own word that he left for this time. That is why not even death can harm her. She has the mind of Christ and she knows what he wants done with the word. So he said, but when you are separated from that union by spiritual death, your natural desires to cut your hair, your desires to wear shorts, paint your face, your natural desires is to be an intellectual smart man, know something better than the other. The bride knows she where she stands. She's very, very few. There won't be many saved, just very, very few, you see. Well, they said thousands. He said they come through 1,000 years to 2,000 years on every age where it come out. Luther age, the group, then they died off, they denominate, and Wesley come. Pentecost and so forth, all the little branches of Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Nazarene, Pilgrim of Holiness, so forth. See, all these grafted, all these branches all from there like a leaf. But you remember when it went down and the grain began to ripen, you find that before the grain can ripen, everything in the stalk had to be dead. Amen? So the life is coming through, became the elect in every age, and the elect in every age has been splashed in the blood, sealed until their redemption. But then when we hit the day of redemption, when that angel dropped down from heaven with that open book of redemption being revealed, just before the last resurrection, the redemption, the body itself. Amen. Amen. In that very hour, what is actually happening right there on the earth, a revelation go forth. The word is being taken to the scriptures being revealed, the Holy Spirit shining light in all this word that light never shined upon before, and makes it plain to the elect, so to the elect of God, that they see it and they recognize it. Amen. And they have rapturing faith because they see that they are already going to receive the resurrection already in order. They see the judge come, the ancient of days. They see the book open. They see the name called. They see the first change already take place. They see the last trumpet getting the song. They see Israel back in the homeland waiting for the seventh trumpet, which is they see the last sign before the change of body. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. They see the world council coming to Titan to bring the public crucifixion where he preached to the lost afterwards and then raised the saints. Every type and shadow they see it right there in the hour that they're living in. They know it's fixing to happen. Yeah. Oh my. You know what I just said here? Yeah? We talk about the resurrection of the last trump. That's one place. Then the resurrection is in Matthew 27 after the squeeze and the pity of the Lord. Then the resurrection after the last sign of the body where Satan must change. All of them is tied to the same one resurrection. Tied together. When the judge comes and open the book and also is another one again. It's all set in order right there for you. You see what is taking place. Look how clear the word is. You don't have to force a scripture, you don't have to bend a quote. Amen. You have so much you can hardly even one service get through what you want to say. Ain't no famine inside of here. Amen. We have put our cup full of running over. Amen. If you get influence, you get influence because of the word. Amen. You see yourself. You get influence because somebody frightened tell you go to hell if you don't believe this. You get influence because somebody whoop up the music and make you jump a little bit. You get influence because the word has been revealed in your heart and putting faith inside of you. Taking the promise of God and the message that have been delivered unto you by a prophet. Hallelujah. You see the scriptures for your day being manifested and vindicated and revealed and being made plain. Amen. I feel the power of God moving inside it tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So your old book is gone with your old union. From the time that new birth takes place, the Holy Spirit finds you dead in sin and trespasses, living under the old nature, and it burns that snake out your heart. Amen. That seed is quickened and the old nature is thrown in the sea of forgetfulness and splashing the blood. It don't even exist no more. Your name can't be found in that section. Hallelujah. And you wake up to recognize Zoe inside of you. The life I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. There is no condemnation because the old nature, the old husband that did all that sinning is dead. It don't even exist no more. Amen. Condemnation means there is no grounds, no basis on which you could be accused. Hallelujah. Because who the Son of Man, the Supreme Judge, has set free is free indeed. He finds your name in the Lamb book, trace your genealogy all the way back to Elohim, tell you never did it in the first place. Had it not been for Adam and Eve's sin, you would have come from talk to work the flesh. Hallelujah! Who can any charge against the elect of God? Hallelujah! There is no condemnation. You stand sinless, spotless, virtuous, amen, before Jesus Christ. Glory to God in the highest. Then His life in you begins to open up that word and you grow and you mature under the inspiration and revelation of that mystery of yourself. The part of the bridegroom you are being matured and set to you. Amen. Amen. You eat upon that. And the more you eat upon it, the more you grow out more. And you eat upon that, and you grow out more, and you eat upon it, until you become the living epistle itself. Walking, living book of redemption. Amen. Amen. All seven mysteries, all seven seals, all seven voices. Amen. Thundering out, shaking everything around you. Amen. Create an atmosphere of the love and power of God that others could fall into. Hallelujah. Because you stand there as a son and daughter of God with the token of God on display. Amen. Not no put on, not no peacock feather stick inside of the air. Amen. A son of God, tested and tried and proven. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. My. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. One more. Take two more. Because two more is just said right. I'll leave out the next part. But just to finish this little part. Yeah, I don't think it's finished either. But I think you get a picture by now, you've seen. But I'm going to finish up and show you the two sections of the book. Right now, there's one people under one section and another people under the other section. The Lamb Book of Life is the revelation of Jesus Christ down to seven church ages. And that was seven mysteries, part of the bride being unfolding in every age. God not giving the mystery in full, but slowly, gradually the mystery of the bride unfolding. But when we hit the day of the marriage, when we hit the day, amen, hallelujah, when the Adam is revealed again, the Son of Man, the end of time, and the bride must follow, then will come the super church. Then will come the real revelation to show what they all saw in part, but never lived long enough to live out. She comes and gathers it all up into herself, and the real bride, the bride and the bride age comes, amen, at the end of the New Testament to show she's the real bride, the living book, the bride book. That's what that book was all about. The ones who was chosen in Christ like Eve was in Adam. Amen. Reflecting, amen, the very full mystery of Almighty God. Showing she's the covenanted one. Hallelujah. Come proving that she's that bride. Amen. Hallelujah. My, I tell you, it's great. It's great. Sublime. All right. Paid Sunday work to the Express. He preaches after the night. The first time he read them two books, really, with them two natures and them two husbands and them two births and them two covenants. Amen. He preached an invisible union, but a real union. Amen. And leave the Pentecostals tagging out there who can see the name of the Lamb Book of Life. Was trying to go in on a sensation. He said, no, you have to see a name written inside of there. You have to have the testimony that is your name inside of there. You can't impersonate it. And he preached that right there, because I told you the revelation, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is progressive. But remember, I'm putting the token, he said the token, the life follows the blood all the way through the book of redemption. The message of following the seals was the token, and that's the message of the true baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that correct?
Yes.
And on the token, he preached the necessity of having the Holy Ghost, showing the believer must be identified with the sacrifice in the redemption. Amen. And that's the only thing the wrath of God, amen, will recognize. Then after he came and preached, the anointed ones in the end time, another message on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said the straightest message to the church. Amen. The token was the greatest message by inspiration. Then the anointed ones was the straightest message to the church, dividing manifestations from evidence. Here now, a further revelation of the Holy Ghost, showing that you can have all nine manifestations, all nine gifts and be demon possessed. The only way to take it through is the true teaching for the season.
Amen.
Amen. Then it come back around. Invisible union. It's the rising of the sun rather. And preach the quickening power and Easter seal. Showing the power. Further revelation of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Showing that it's the power of the dynamics of the Holy Ghost. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Wrote a book of that. Just translated all kinds of things by quickening power.
Amen.
Preaching the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Then it come an invisible union. A further revelation of the Holy Ghost now. Preaching those in the Lamb's Book of Life, the only ones ordained to be born again. Those elected to be born again in the age that they're living in to form the body of Christ down to seven church ages.
Amen.
A further revelation of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. So what it was, it was a further revelation all the time, but a different emphasis.
Amen.
Amen. God provided an invisible union. He was showing you right there that a two section of the book, and you see you have the Holy Ghost, then you know what, you're in the Lamb section, and that's the mystery, the word in every age.
Amen.
Amen. And your soul is the gene of Almighty God, and you'll have the matching piece of the promise in your age, if that is your name. He said, outside that you'll be a mimic.
Amen.
Amen. So it was just a different emphasis, bringing up the completeness of the revelation of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want it strong inside of here. It has to make a foolishness in the message today. I would tell anybody, if you come honest and sincere and straight to the word, when you try to swing the word somewhere else and bring some false views in, but I'm going to stand there and blast the thing back to the bottomless pit.
Amen.
But I have no foundation for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You watch the message, how it comes to the prophet there. Every message the Holy Spirit, and when them seals was open, he had to correct his teaching, the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He said, I had all had it wrong. Amen. He said, the Holy Spirit come in a vision and straighten me up, tell me love is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, and that great, let me give you a quote right here now. That great revelation that came to us when the seven seals opened, what it was, he found there were two sections in the book. And that was baffling Pentecost and all the denominations all the years. They couldn't take predestination. Everywhere the prophet began to say, foreknowledge. At the end, he said, let me say it plain. The Bible said predestination. I'm saying predestinated. Amen.
Amen.
He said, Father, I cannot pray for these because the secret is unto death. You want to pray for these whose names are in the book. They are ordained to hear it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So you see what it is? They don't pick any bones of that. Based on the work of the express. Come back the next night here and he says, now, he said, when you get the book, you're going to see maybe a little confusion there. And I said, the two books are alive. This is what I'm straightening up for you tonight. Because we read here, some say the book alive, the Lamb book alive. Let's get plain. Amen. But we found there are two births. But the only person who have two births. Once you're born again, you're in the bride.
Yes.
And let me tell you plain. Don't try to add faith, virtue. Don't try to add nothing without the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
A lot of people say, get the Holy Ghost on top. That is correct. The dynamic shall be a refilling of the Holy Ghost. To change his body, amen. And through the church out to the earth. But this body would have to materialize around the word image form inside of you. And unless the Holy Ghost look upon that seed, your first husband is still alive.
Yeah.
And you can't live with two living husbands.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And in that seed, in faith, both in knowledge, temperance, patience, God, and bodily kindness, that is the seed of God. That is Zoe.
Yeah.
Only one form of eternal life is God's own life. Yeah. Amen. So when they add, it's, let's say transforming power, just transform you.
Amen.
Out of your faith will come, but out of your foot will come knowledge. Like everything in the seed, you don't have to add leaves and branches, all that's in the seed already.
Amen.
It just grows from the seeds. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Don't get confused. A lot of people want to bring up a funny terminology to confuse your mind. Make it simple.
Amen.
A simple message. Amen. Let the scripture speak.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. It's the same book, but one of them was a natural birth. The other is a spiritual birth. You see where it is now?
Amen.
And with your natural birth, you could never fulfill one jot of this Bible.
Amen.
But your natural birth is not the life of Christ. The Lamb book of life is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And only God's own life could fulfill those scriptures.
Amen.
And if there's representation of predestination in you, then you'll have something to identify with the word for your age.
Amen.
Amen. One leads out to the other one. Natural birth leads out to the spiritual birth. Just like a stalk of wheat. Whenever you talk to me as a living person. Amen. But there's a real part of me. Is that person that must perish. That's the book that the name come off of. But the eternal one, the predestined one, the elected one, the name never can come from there because it always wasn't it. It can never be taken off. You'll notice it. In the book. So we save the confusion. You find it right away because I think but a veil who have put in the right grammar it reminds me of it yesterday. The Baptists believe there are two separate books. In one way it is two separate books. And another way it is not two separate books. I'm two separate people. I'm body, soul and spirit. Three separate people. Only one makes me a being. There's only real one book of life. Like there was one germ of wheat that came up through the stalk and through the tassel out of the husk and into the wheat. All the way along there, you say, now there's a wheat laying there. It isn't the wheat, it's a stalk. But together, it's the wheat. See? It's the wheat because it's all one stalk, but the life is coming through it. But the wheat is what we're talking about, the grain at the end of it. The others is a carrier, it must perish. And while that life was coming through Luther, coming through Wesley, through all those denominations, it was picking up the elect in that age. But then in the harvest time, all the life is gathered back in the grain. And when the harvest time, because the Son of Man is revealed, all the life is in the grain now. Amen? And then the stalk, from the Catholic to the Pentecostals, the whole stalk, it has nothing inside of there. It's fallen angels inside of there.
Amen.
The river Euphrates overflowing itself.
Amen.
Amen. So it's all in that great revelation. He says, in one place, it's something like you can have your name taken off the Lamb Book of Life. Other place, you can't do it. So what it is, it's all in that great revelation there that was made known during the time of the seven seals. Why is it? It was hard for them people. They can't believe it. And the last one here, he says, communion, page 6 and 7. And you watch all these things. All these messages is in continuous preach one after the other, you know. Coming down through there after the seven seals open. So you follow these things and you realize that it's not no kind of weird business. Somebody find some old coat somewhere and run and try to breathe and show you something. Take the word upon word upon word upon word here and the scriptures and see what's happening. So you say, page 10, 7, communion 965 here. He said, our whole being has changed. We are different people. We don't live like we used to. We don't think like we used to. Like in the book here, and the spot that we were talking about, the two books being one. See, he was referring back to what he just said here. The book of life, the first book of life coming up when you was born, was your natural birth. And then one time, way back down in the air, there was a little grain of life, as I explained to some young sisters in the house this afternoon. There's a grain of life laying there, which you'd wonder, where did it come from? What's these strange things? I was saying this, talking to myself like you, was going to say William Branham, well, 40 years ago, William Branham, and the same one tonight, and somebody would say, he was a rank rascal, like somebody would talk about you a few years ago before you were saved. They would say, that's an old, tell me he's saved? That's an old devil, that's a book of life. That's already in the sea of forgetfulness, didn't exist. But in the new section of Christ in you, it's the Shekinah glory behind the badger's skin. See, he says, because I was born of Charles and Ella Branham, in their nature I was a sinner. I came into the world alive and all the habits of the world lead right to me. But down in there too, another nature present, see, predestinated, was in there by God in the same body. See, two natures in the air. Two natures in the air in the same body with these two sections of the book. And when that first nature is dead, then that next nature is quickened by the Holy Spirit, begin to reveal that written word that is only a record of that nature inside of the air, which is God's very gene and flesh. Amen. Will bring out the revelation in continuity until the whole thing open wide before your wondering eyes. Amen. And proves the word itself identify, the word himself identifying itself in the word itself. Amen. So he said, when I was born again, that little life was laying there, the life of water, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the life of water, was poured upon it, the little grain of life, little speck, little seed, upon it, and it began to grow. Now that the old life was forgiven, put in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered against me no more, now we stand justified as though we never had sinned in the presence of God. Amen? My, so the next time, the last service is here, I want to get out these things tonight and try to finish up, because I'll be leaving for a little while and I just want those things kind of put inside of there and we know exactly where we're standing on the word here, and many of these who've been picked up by the Holy Spirit and give them a quick understanding of what is happening, that they could enter in and relate to the word. Amen. And right mouth as they remain in the presence of the Son, obedient to the word. And they tend up in their heart and you see the sincerity and the sacredness and the mellowness, that you have real matured Christians whose senses are exercised. Amen. Amen. Who has come to perfection, maturity, and then we teach the things of God to them that are perfect. Amen. The old corn of the land that we eat it, where we put away all childish things because we are no more children. Amen. When is a child behave as a child, act as a child, spoke as a child. Amen. Then you do as Lord of all, yet is under children and governors. But then when you come to the appointed by the Father, amen. When you come to Mount Zion, when you come to the seventh peak, when you come to that place, amen, where the last trumpet signal song, where adoption has been revealed, where the full mystery has been unveiled. When you come to that time, then you are no more servants, but you are sons. Then watch a quick short message of dynamics and mechanics. Watch a measure of the spoken word
go forth to vindicate that the bride, amen, is fully restored and standing back in a rightful position, recognizing that position and approved of Almighty God with signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. What that is going to be. And here all these things are winding up and finished out. And you recognize what the plan of God was, what the will of God was, and after you have done the will of God, you shall receive the promise. Amen. You have need a patience while you do the will of God and obedience, striving lawfully. Then you come to the mastery. Amen. And then you lay a hold upon that which is perfect. Amen. You press toward the mark of the high calling and you come. Amen. You recognize your hope of your calling, the exceeding greatness of his riches in Christ and the exceeding greatness of his power to them who believe. And the eyes of your understanding enlightenment, you are known as you were known. Amen. And you stand here knowing that is he in you. When you see that, you cannot be the same person. You can't just be irresponsible. You can't be wishy-washy. You can't be anyhow. You watch the bride onward Christian soldiers marching in step in the rhythm of the word. So truly we really appreciate everyone here tonight. And you know, we have Beretti from Guyana here and some of the visitors from Princeton, Brother Baptiste here. All of them sometimes, you know, they want to make these little announcements and they would come in and preach and, you know, they are welcome and they feel welcome and they've been amongst us here and we really appreciate them all as they would come to fellowship amongst us. And I trust that God has richly blessed your heart and encouraged tonight in the word. Amen? Amen. How many enjoy the word tonight? Amen. Amen. So make it go in there and dig deep down in the riches of God and mature, and then you teach your family afterwards, amen. And your husband teach your wives, amen. And teach your children and exhort one another much more seriously approaching and edify one another when they come together in fellowship, amen. Apply the token. Don't just talk about it, man. Apply the token, amen. Come with sincerity and sweetness and sacredness, knowing we're in the last hour, amen. They always come eat your bread with haste. Keep your staff in your hand and your loins girded up. Amen. Be ready to give every man a reason to hope that is inside of you. Give a man an answer. Amen. You can stand there holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience. Amen. We could be a real, true representative of Jesus Christ. Also, we have some friends and relatives of our precious brother Grafton and his wife tonight. He had a little marriage there in the office before the service. We are so happy for them. He said he wanted something small and quiet, and then the parents, sister Amri, mother, and her sister, and they came, and we had them there in the back, and we tried to save time for the service, but everything was done in decency according to the word, approved by the Holy Spirit. And so I think I'm going to stand up, let the saints see them. Let us stand up first. Praise God. Amen. Brother God, sister Amri, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Could we all stand to our feet? You have a little present you want to give them. You can see them Sunday morning, sometimes during the week. No big formal thing was announced. As you really wanted it. And you just feel what God put upon your hand to buy a little present for them. They didn't tell me to make that announcement. I'm making that announcement. Amen. You know, because you know sometimes a lot of people, they kind of want big formal things. To get little presents and so on, but these saints, they just want to be sincere. They're not asking for no handouts. They just want to live a life worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As I told them, I said, don't feel bad. If that's what you want, God put in your hand, that's what you want. I say it's better that like if one person being baptized right there in the presence of one person, and the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, it's better than you have 500 people singing and shouting and praising God and get back to the fire and Holy Ghost. Amen. So it don't matter whether a million is there or two is there, it's whether that is done and approved and is honored by God and done the way God wants it. Amen. And the Holy Spirit there witness it, that is what is proper in the sight of Almighty God. Amen. Let us worship a little bit. Amen. Let us sing a song. Amen. I just feel so good in my heart tonight. When the word is having free course, when the Holy Spirit can just pour down our souls and lift us up, amen, anchor our feet. And I just trust that while we are away, you remember me in your prayer and the meeting coming up. And
the brother from Honduras, the couple of brothers from there. I was talking to Brother Isaac yesterday. They rang him up. They're hoping to be there too because the brothers so wanted to meet me. And they talked with them and expressed what a blessing testifying to them. But the meeting was in Honduras there. We trust in the Lord that whatever we go out there, whatever contribution we can make for the service of God and for the honor and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, to assist the bride and to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just want to serve God in whatever little capacity or whatever way that it could be a blessing and a help to the kingdom of God. Amen? Brother Ramsey, we're just a little pebble on the beach. Amen. And a little pebble on the beach. We just want whatever we do, whether it's a cup of cold water, whether it's a word of testimony, whether it's a message to preach, whether it's a kind word here, whether it's an offering, whether it's support your prayers, whatever it is, you want it to be done with sincerity from your heart as unto the Lord for His kingdom, for His service. Amen? He gave Himself unreservedly for us. Amen. How we should do the same for Him. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Let's sing, Thou art worthy. Let's just worship Him. He means so much to us. I feel in my heart, mean a little more to me tonight. We could stand here and preach, but if it's not by His Spirit, if it's not by His might and His power, if it's not His revelation, it's to no avail. But when we know His presence is here, His word has come forth, we have seen our names in His book, we have received our first change, we are part of that resurrection. He says, blessed and holy are you that have part in the first resurrection. Of such the second death have no power. I just love Him with all my heart tonight. Want to serve Him more faithfully with all that's within me, and I know that's how you feel in your heart also. No wonder when He opened that book in heaven in a preview, they threw on the crowns, they cried out, worthy, daughter, worthy, to take the book, to lose the seals. What such an experience, jump to everything in heaven, on the earth, in the earth, heard me crying, praising God. Look how much more plainer it is in reality form in this hour. Hallelujah. Let's sing it. Thou art worthy. Oh, Thou art worthy. O Lord. Oh, with all sincerity, give Him the glory and honor due His name. If He is worthy to receive it, give it unto Him.
not go to sleep. Unworthy, but he was worthy. Thank you, and we give you honor and glory. Lord, as we stand in the divine presence, God, looking back in this book of redemption, now that it has been opened, and the mystery has been revealed, and the message has gone forth, and the names have been called, and the bride being gathered, oh God, many being changed, oh God, from wretched vile sinners, oh God, all his sins being thrown in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. And Father, nature, oh God, in them that can never sin, Father, he that is born of God cannot sin, because the life that we live now, we live by the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for us. Father, how we thank you for the transforming power tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. That is changing us, Lord. That we can see ourselves in the mirror of the Word being transformed. Oh, God. We are not what we used to be, Father. The old things have passed away. And behold, as we look in the mirror, all things are becoming new. Oh, God. Even seeing face to face. Even seeing we are a match in peace. Even seeing we are part of the mystery. Even seeing we have chosen you. Oh God, you said when those seven mysteries is being revealed on the baptized, then the church will know, hallelujah, who she is, how she was in Christ, how she'll be revealed in the last days, when she comes to know who she is, what she stands for, and that she can do a greater work. Father, she'll recognize the true spirit in the church. She will discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit. It will be powerless before her. Hallelujah. She will be an invincible army. God, how we are long to see the people in that position. How we are long to see the church standing with that kind of power. Lord, give it a power to prevail to a divine revelation. Father, now we see it coming forth. Now we see individuals catching it. Now we see, oh God, they can stand here in this hour, knowing that they are the word. Oh God, Father, just gives us the assurance. It just, Lord, let us know we are just on the verge when that great thing will break forth. Hallelujah. But Lord, when we see the church rising out, coming to this kind of maturity, Lord. Oh God, the word becoming spirit and life. Hallelujah, in the people. God, we know that the next thing would be the dynamic, the refilling of the Holy Ghost, the function of power to bring into operation the ministry of the spoken word. Lord, start the rapture in faith. Oh my God, we thank you tonight, Father, for the clarity of the revelation, the unction from the Holy One that is teaching us all things. We need no man to teach us, but the Holy Ghost. Teach the inside teacher. Teach us further, Father. Give us further revelation. Oh God, Father, I pray tonight that the word will anchor and stabilize every individual. Oh God, we say, please check us working. They will take the compass. Lord, look to the North Star. Hallelujah. The absolute Father and Christ in the vessel will still storm. Oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your inspiration. We thank you for the reality, the unfailing realities of the living God. Father, I pray the power of the Holy Ghost will fill the hearts of your people tonight. Oh God, do it stand. Hallelujah, this hour, Father. Valiant, mighty Gentiles, anointed with the King's desire for a clean, fresh drink. Hallelujah, Lord. A power to make the world live. Oh, God, may you grant it, Father. Lord, we are looking for it to happen. We want it to happen now. In this service, when the anointing will strike the church of the living God, and she will rise to her feet like a mighty marching army, and the sick will be healed by the word, and the blind eyes will open. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Father, we are pressing to Lord. We are shaking loose of every contrary thing. Oh God, we are holding on to the unchanging hand, the word of the living God that has been delivered unto us by the prophet. Oh God, let the word be anchored, a rock of revelation, anchored in the souls of the people tonight. God, may it run tonight. I pray, Father, the Lord Jesus would stand in this hour, unmovable. Stand fast, quit like men, unmovable, always abounded in the work of the Lord. Oh, Jesus, Father, anoint them afresh, inspire them afresh, revive them tonight, Lord. Quicken them by the Holy Spirit, move upon them. Every brother and sister who is crying out for another touch, a deeper experience, oh God, a closer walk. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, give it unto them. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the angel of God move to the congregation. Oh God, move among them now and touch them, Father, and fill them, Lord, and quicken them, Lord. Oh God, in the heart to ask these things. You are here. You can do it us now. And we are here making ready to receive it. Praising you and thanking you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name. Bless the strangers. Oh God, may the power of God shake them. Bring them to realization. If they sin, condemn them. convict them, Father. Let them come to Calvary. Let them get their sins admitted. Let them come to know you. Let them come to know what's happening in this hour. Father, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will not leave one, Father, but everyone that is here. Reach it out, Father. Oh God, you will touch them in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Blessed be your name, Father. Oh, God. We praise you. Hallelujah. How great thou art. How great thou art. Oh, blessed be your name. Oh, gracious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Fill our hearts, Lord. Fill our hearts afresh. Oh, God, we hunger for you. We thirst, Father. God, we know the hour is here. We see the lips of the hour. God, we keep our lamps tonight. Hallelujah. Find the oil, Father. Oh, God, we turn our vessels right side up tonight. Oh, gracious Holy Spirit. Fill our cups, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let go! Let go! Have his wonderful way! Hallelujah! Reach out! Get a hold of him tonight! Recognize he's come down! He's moving among you now! Oh, hallelujah! Don't let him pass you by! Hallelujah! Glory, glory! Your faith is pulling in your direction! Your faith is what will do it! Your desperation like Bartimaeus! Hallelujah! Jesus! Praise his holy name! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Lord! Glory, 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 glory! Thank you, Father! Thank you, Lord! Thank you, Jesus! Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah! Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Peace, peace. Wow. Oh, just let God worship tonight. Everyone in the spirit. From the Father above. Sweep over my spirit, yield yourself unto him. Oh God. In the bottomless billows. Oh, woo the Holy Spirit. Make love to the Holy Spirit tonight. Just let go and sing. Peace, peace. Let that peace that passes all understanding come into your heart tonight. Let him put an assurance inside of you. Wonderful peace. Oh, get right close next up to him tonight.
Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, you and Him personally, shut in that secret place. Let Him point a flood of peace. Well, rest and answer in the Word. Oh, while I sit at His feet. Sweep over my soul, Lord. Blow to me, Holy Spirit, blow to me. Up your heart tonight. As I lift my heart to you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Let's flow to every heart now. In every being. Bow our heads, close our eyes. We have prayer requests here. Prayer requests for Sister Matthew's children, Shelly Ann and Timmy. We should be leaving for the U.S. for a short holiday. We just want to ask our brother here tonight, Brother Neville, to come and ask God's blessing and dismissal. Also, remember Mr. Matthew's two children. God grant them a safe voyage. Bring them back to the mother safely. Amen.
Lord, you choose to reveal unto us babes and sucklings such as we learn, Father. Lord, indeed we are thankful from the depths of our hearts. Lord, we appreciate you even more tonight, Lord. Seeing your goodness and your mercy towards us, Lord. That, Lord God, you didn't leave us in the dark, but Lord, you shine a light in our path, Lord. Oh God, Lord, as we walk in this light, Lord God, may we follow you, Lord. The one who is leading us and guiding us into all truth, Father. Lord, it's you that is keeping us in the way, Father. Lord God, it's you, O God, that has given us, Lord, this understanding that we will not be confused in this time where the age is blind and wretched and miserable, naked and don't even know it, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, that you have given us eyes, Lord. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, that you could use your servant, Lord. You could get him out of the way, Lord, and you could come and speak to our hearts tonight, Lord. Lord, we know he's not a man speaking no more, Father. But Lord, it's you who have descended from heaven. Lord God, is speaking to our hearts, Lord. And Lord, we are thankful, O God, unto you, Lord. That Lord, you could have one standing in this place, Father, in this hour, Lord. that, Lord God, you could have the preeminence in, Lord God. Father, may you bless him, Lord. And Lord, be with him, Father. Strengthen him, Lord. Lord God, Lord, we know he's your servant, Lord. And Lord God, he is the one that, Lord, you have chosen a place amongst us, not only amongst us, that we could be a blessing, Lord, but wherever he'll go, Lord God, we know that you will go with him, Father. Even as we leave next week to go, oh God, on the outside there, Father. Lord God, we want to continue to bear him up in prayer, Father. Knowing, Lord God, to bring these hidden things, Lord, word by word, Lord, it takes the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord God, not just comparing scripture to scripture, Father. But Lord, it takes the divine revelation of your Holy Spirit, Lord. You coming on the scene, Lord, and taking his lips, taking his mind, taking his entire being, Lord, and speaking these things under the air of salvation, Father. Lord God, you remember, oh God, these two children, Lord, Shelly-Ann and Timmy, who are going to the United States also, Father. Lord, we know the different influences that is outside there, Father. And Lord God, they are part of us, Lord. Their mother, fellowship here, Lord. And Lord, they are here with us also, Father. And Lord, we pray your hand of protection be upon them, Father. Lord, keep them from all harm and all snares of the enemy, Father. Lord God, may your holy angels take charge over them, Father. Guide and protect them, Father, from all the evils that may try to come against them, Lord. Keep them under your blood, Father. And Lord God, may they go, Lord, and may serve, Lord God, that they will come back, Lord God, even to be a greater influence amongst the Lord, even the children that is in our midst, Lord. Lord, bless them and guide and protect them, Father. Even, O God, the saints that will be leaving next week, Lord, may they always keep in prayer, Father. May they keep under the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, Father. May they be, O God, Lord, salt, O God, to wherever they'll go, Father, whoever they'll meet, Father, that the others will hunger and thirst for the lives that they live, Father. True testimonies, Lord God, that could come forth from in our midst, Lord. Bless them, O God, Lord, and keep us, Lord God, until we gather on Sunday morning, Father. Lord God, we want to remain in the Spirit, Lord. We want to come up higher, Lord God. O God, we don't want to be, O God, Lord, parachuting after tonight, Lord. But to live in the realms, Lord God, where these things that you have spoken to us will come more and more reality unto us, Lord. Father, as we go with us, Father. Lord, when you move, we want to move with you, Father. Lord God, as you lead us by the pillar of fire to our different homes, Father, as your holy angel will take charge over us, Lord, and bring us back safely on Sunday morning, where we can lift us up even in a higher realm, Lord God, that our eyes could be enlightened into these things, that we could be, oh God, protected, Father, from what is ahead of us, Lord. Father, be with us, Lord, as we go, even the strangers go with each and every one. We ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you. May have a seat. Those who want to remain back and pray, you can do so. And we don't want to, we wanted to have a meeting tonight with those who will be traveling on the trip. So what you could do while the others remain here praying and the music is being played, you could just slip out quietly at this side, come back into the office in the back here, where we can discuss those things and leave the sanctuary outside here, where the saints who want to remain back and pray can remain and pray and worship the Lord. Amen. Let us sing in his presence, he has fullness of joy. In his presence,
he has fullness of joy.
Again, we believe in his presence. present tonight.